Father's Day always gets ripped off.
Oh, wow.
25 in a row country, Froggy 92.9, Rob and Josh in the morning. This Sunday, it is Father's Day. You know, major holidays. You've got Christmas, you got New Year's Day, you got Thanksgiving, you got Mother's Day. Then there's the 15th tier of holidays, Arbor Day, Father's Day, St. Patrick's Day, Columbus Day. I just think, and I hope fathers would agree with this, and maybe some mothers as well, that it's about time we did something about this and elevated Father's Day to where it belongs.
So you have done, you're on a quest here.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, because my father is, honest to God, one of the greatest men that I know, he's a wonderful father. I am going to agree with you on this. I have given my father his fair share of socks and neckties and, you know, sent him on his way for Father's Day. So I'll agree with you.
The guy has the best set of cufflinks I've ever seen.
Oh, the cufflinks I've given him. And he doesn't even wear long sleeve shirts. So that's kind of the weird part about it. But if you agree with Rob and you feel like you've got to fight for your right for Father's Day, 636-1467, Shanna from Cloverdale, you agree. How come?
Well, I am a mom. But my father is, he always played the role of both of them for myself and my two sisters. So I think my dad is just the best.
So actually, you're kind of like me. So in honor of the great father that you had and the great father that I have, we agree with Rob that Father's Day as a whole for society in general should be elevated.
Yes.
You know what? We should get a hold of maybe some politicians or something to help us out. Make
Rob,
it official.
Politicians are very busy people.
Oh, no. Have you seen Congress lately? I don't think so.
I don't know if we
I've seen them all standing on corners lately with their signs.
Yeah, and their clown noses.
Rob, now you can't insult them and then ask them for help with your quest. Shanda from Cloverdale, thank you very much
for
listening.
You're welcome.
7:42, Rob and Josh, coming up at 7:55.
The senseless survey, 10 senseless questions, one unsuspecting person. Rob asking the questions, that's no surprise. We'll see what happens.